Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 11th January 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Listeners, we will begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says rice stocks is adequate. Sudan expects the existence of the Indonesia-Sudan business community. Now the news in details. The stock of rice is adequate and the market operation has been effective according to President Joko Widodo. The president noted while visiting a warehouse of the National Logistic Agency Bulog at Kelapa Gading in North Jakarta on Thursday that he just wanted to ensure that the rice stock was adequate and market operation was working. Jokowi stated that the management of Bulog has improved compared to the 3 or 4 years ago. Rice prices have dropped owing to market operations conducted by Bulog. He expressed optimism over the rice stock as a grand harvest of rice will be conducted starting from March 2019. The rice stocks reaches 2.1 million tons from late 2018 to early 2019, a significant increase as compared to 700,000 to 800,000 tons in December in the previous years. The president is giving serious attention to the stable prices of basic commodities. And she has frequently visited market for observing the prices of basic commodities and conversing with the local traders. Sudan's ambassador to Indonesia, Al-Siddiq Abdulaziz Abdallah, expects the formation of a business community between Indonesian and Sudanese businessmen. Ambassador Abdulaziz Abdallah told Voice of Indonesia on Thursday that forming a business community was an important step that must be taken to increase economic cooperation between the two countries. According to him, in the community, entrepreneurs have the opportunity to discuss efforts to develop economic cooperation, including discussing steps that can be taken to overcome the challenges of the two countries.
The most important and crucial step to our conviction is to set business community, Indonesian Sudanese business community, because this is the true step that give, first of all, it will facilitate the way for products from both countries. It will bring businessmen together. They can sit together and discuss the obstacles, discuss the chances where we can make good business, where can we avoid troubles in our business. And this is actually we are at this moment.
Yes.
We are trying our level best to set up this business community.
Furthermore, Ambassador Abdallah also encouraged the participation of Indonesian and Sudanese business people in various trade shows held by the two countries. According to him, the participation of business people in the international trade shows held both in Indonesia and Sudan shows the great will of both parties to further increase the opportunities for economic cooperation. He also ensures that business people in Sudan have the same desire to expand their business and invest in Indonesia. Permanent Under Secretary Foreign and Commonwealth Office Simon McDonald said that United Kingdom is targeting to immediately have an embassy for Asian and appoint a definitive ambassador this year. After meeting with the Deputy Secretary General of Asian for Asian Political and Security Community Department, Wang Antoine, Deputy Secretary General of Asian for Asian Economic Community Department, Aladdin Derilo, at the Asian Secretariat Jakarta on Thursday, Simon McDonald said the British Embassy for Asian would be allocated at the British Embassy in Jakarta and British Ambassador in Jakarta. Wazam Malik was appointed as the British Ambassador to Asian temporarily.
So I was able to tell the Deputy Secretaries General that we are this year appointing an ambassador dedicated to ASEAN. basis for a good discussion about the development of the United Kingdom's relationship with ASEAN. So far, the relationship between the United Kingdom and ASEAN has been brokered by the European Union. When we are not in the European Union, we are going to have to do this by ourselves. And this is a signal that we want not only to do this, but to do this in a serious way.
Simon MacDonald was in Jakarta to attend the annual meeting with the British ambassador in Asian countries. According to MacDonald, they discuss, among others, the geopolitical shift in the region and the rise of China, as well as various things that UK could do to support ASEAN for welfare and ensure security in the region. Simon MacDonald added that the two-day meeting was discussed about increasing cooperation with ASEAN in the fields of trade and investment, security and defense, cyber and fintech, English language education and teaching, and human rights and democracy in the ASEAN region. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Meeting incentive conventions and exhibitions, or MICE, is one of the contributors to foreign exchange for the Indonesian tourism industry. Indonesian tourism industry actors make their contributions by organizing the Indonesian MICE International Expo on May 2nd to 3rd, 2019 in Jakarta. In a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, a representative from a MICE company, Pancair Sarungu, stated the reason for the holding the event.
Indonesia International MICE Expo.
We organize this Indonesia International MICE Expo so that we become part of the Association of MICE International Community. We initiated this to explore an event that could be considered the largest MICE event by inviting nearly 100 buyers and 1,000 to 1,500 companies. This will be a platform for Indonesia tourism industry, especially those who will focus on MICE. At the same event, representative of the event organizer Jim Tehu Sijarana targeted 100 sellers from the hotel MICE owners or managers of the convention hall to collaborate. The event, which was held for the first time, is expected to increase the potentials of MICE Indonesia to support the Ministry of Tourism's target and increase the country's foreign exchange income from MICE by $2.5 billion. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto considers that the furniture industry is one of the strategic sectors in supporting the national economy, thanks to its labor-intensive and export-oriented. The Ministry of Industry noted in January to October 2018 period, the trade balance of the national furniture products recorded a surplus of $99.1 million, with the value of exports was more than $1.4 billion. This achievement increased by 4.83% from the same period in 2017. Erlangga said his ministry was determined to continue to spur the performance of furniture exports, especially with the potential of the raw materials, considering that Indonesia is one of 10 countries that have the largest forest in the world, with 46.46% of its territory is forest. Indonesia is ranked 9th in the safest country in the world, or according to the Gallup's Law and Order report in 2018. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya, in a written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, appreciated the achievement as a joint effort, including the performance of the police. In terms of security, it was proven that Indonesia pocketed a score of 89 and was in the 9th position as a country with the highest level of order and law, or a level above Denmark and a level below Canada. Minister Arif Yahya said, as for the top position held by Singapore with a score of 97, followed by Norway, Iceland and Finland, each of whom shared a score of 93. In the statement, Arif Yahya specifically appreciated the performance of the Indonesian police in improving safety and security in Indonesia. The city of Denpasar is the only city in Indonesia that is included in the list of the 10 healthiest cities in the world from the assessment made by Travel Supermarket based on various aspects of assessment. Denpasar City Public Relations and Protocol Head Dewa Gede Rai in Denpasar on Thursday said, Denpasar was 9th after Lisbon, Portugal, before Buenos Aires, Argentina. The first rank is Paris, France. He mentioned several aspects that were assessed were the number of parks or green open spaces, the number of gyms or fitness centers. Meanwhile, the head of the Indonesian Ombudsman Bali representative, Umar Ibnu Al-Khattab, said this was a proud achievement not only for the city government, but also for the people of Denpasar, even Indonesia's pride. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The topic of today's commentary is Kim Jong-un's visit to Beijing. Earlier this week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un paid a visit to Beijing, China. During the three-day stay, he met China's President Xi Jinping. This is the second visit of North Korean leader to Beijing. Last year, ahead of the Kim Jong-un's meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore, Kim Jong-un had also met President Xi Jinping. From this second meeting, North Korea received support from China to continue negotiation with the United States. In addition to discussing the issue of negotiation, Kim Jong-un also invited President Xi Jinping to visit Pyongyang. President Xi Jinping agreed with monitoring when he will pay the visit. Kim had felt the need to go to Beijing because North Korea had made Beijing his partner. Kim Jong-un had expressed his disappointment in his New Year's speech because the nuclear negotiations seems to be slowing down, not as expected. Kim Jong-un even threatens that his attitude will change if Washington does not alter the sanctions imposed on his country. While South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who had acted as a mediator at the press conference on Thursday, said that Kim Jong-un's second meeting with President Donald Trump will be held again. He emphasized that Seoul would cooperate with Washington on sanctions against Pyongyang. President Trump and Kim's second meeting has been awaited by many parties. Now it depends on the United States whether to let Kim Jong-un's patience run out and cause the North Korean nuclear program to be resumed, or to respond Kim Jong-un's invitation to immediately resolve this issue. The world is looking forward to the further development. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from January 11, 1935, an event about Amelia Earhart, the first woman who flown from Hawaii to California. Amelia Mary Earhart was a U.S. pioneer of alliance, writer, and the women's rights fighter. On January 11, 1935, Amelia Earhart managed to become the first person who flown solo from Honolulu, Hawaii to Oakland in California. As the first female pilot who successfully flown across the Atlantic Ocean, Amelia Earhart was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross of the U.S. Congress, the Cross of Knight of the Legion of Honor from the French government, and also the Gold Medal of the National Geographic Society from U.S. President Herbert Hoover. Now we turn to a happening of Mount Huascarán's eruption in Peru on January 11, 1962. On January 11, 1962, Mount Huascarán erupted. The eruption caused approximately 4,000 people died. The eruption of Mount Huascarán became one of the deadliest volcanic eruptions in Peru. We end with a happening which occurred on January 11, 1992. President of Algeria, Chatli Benjadid, resigned from his presidential post. Algerian President Chatli Benjadid resigned on January 11, 1992, following the big victory of the Algerian Islamic Rescue Front, or FIS. Benjadid's resignation caused by the urging of some members of his cabinet, especially the military, who did not want the power of an Islamic party in Algeria. The Algerian parliament was dissolved and the election results were cancelled. Massive demonstrations then struck Algeria. Mohamed Bouldiaf later established the State High Council, which runs the government, and declared Algeria in an emergency situation. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat ku siap mati untukmu, kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
Song entitled Aku Cuma Punya Hati, sung by Mita Lestari. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled, Indonesia Remains the Main Target of Foreign Investors. The Indonesian government needs suggestion, criticism, and other views in carrying out economic policy. This is important for the evaluation and improvement of policies that have been prepared by the government. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla when opening the 2019 Economic Outlook discussion in Jakarta on Tuesday, January 8. The event presented some national figures, including the Minister of Industry, Minister of Finance, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Governor of East Java, and Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. In the discussion, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Danmin Nasution assessed that certainty is still being the responsibility of increasing competitiveness in Indonesia, such as providing certainty by having regulations. While providing convenience through online single submission, will also continue to be improved in order to facilitate prospective investors coming to Indonesia. In addition, expanding cooperation with other countries through the Free Trade Agreement FTA scheme or Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement CEPA. The same thing was said by Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto. He explained that the government has provided fiscal incentive facilities in the form of tax holiday for investors. Tax holiday recipients are not the only ones who invest heavily. Investors under 500 billion rupiah will also get incentives in the form of a mini tax holiday. Minister Erlangga is optimistic Indonesia is still the main destination for investment. Several investors from Europe and Asia have expressed interest in entering Indonesia. Investors from these two regions are predicted to add new capacity in the automotive, footwear, and garment industry sectors. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati reminded that economic growth in 2019 still faces a number of risks since there are still high global uncertainty. The momentum that occurred in 2018 will be maintained by the assumption in the 5.3% state budget, APBN, will be difficult to achieve from the side of demand and supply. Sri Mulyani explained the effort to maintain the management of the state budget so that it would not be a source of new uncertainty. It wants the management of the national budget can also be an incentive to encourage development performance, which must be done to anticipate global conditions. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda, gayanya wajar mempesona. Siapa dia? Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda, gayanya wajar mempesona. Siapa dia? Gara-gara.
That's the song entitled Gregetan, sung by Sherina Munaf. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Serambang Park. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id, or you can also hear through frequency 3325 kHz. Director of Operation of Perum Perhutani Hari Priyanto and Region of Ngawi Regency Budi Sulistiono handed over the Certificate of Standardization for the Natural Tourism Management Canopy in 2018 to each person in charge of 7 tourism locations that have been standardized. They are Kawah Putih, Cikole, Curug, Cilember, Puncak Bintang, Guci Asyavana, Serambang Park, and Tanjung Papuma. The submission of the certificate is a follow-up to the implementation of Canopy, which was held on November 11, 2017. Canopy is a brand or identity that is responsible in the various characters of Perhutani's natural tourism with guaranteed professional and quality product standards, services, and management. This is management's commitment to continuously improve the quality of natural tourism products and services. Canopy's standard location offers a pleasant, clean, and adventurous travel experience. Fresh, fun, and adventure. Well, listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduce you one of the 7 tourism destinations that obtains Canopy certificate, namely Serambang Park. Being in the middle of the Jogoro forest area, the northeast slope of Mount Lawu, and visiting the area, you are served not only with natural beauty, but also green forest, fresh river water, waterfall, and the cool mountain air can also be felt here. This tourism destination can be reached from downtown Ngawi with a distance of 30 kilometers with a travel time of 52 minutes by motor vehicle. Serambangan Park is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To enter here, you must pay an entrance ticket, 15,000 rupiah per person. Listeners, when you enter this tourism area, you will feel the fresh air and hear the chirping of birds. While traveling to Serambang Park, you should visit waterfall, because the waterfall is indeed a major tourism attraction. In the waterfall, you can soak to enjoy the freshness of the water. You can also take a walk to feel the beauty of this tourism attraction. Don't forget to take a photo at the available photo spots. There are various Instagrammable photo spots in Serambang Park, such as tulisan Serambang Park Ngawi, deretan puluhan payung berwarna-warni, sky tree, various entrance decorations to tourism destination, tree house bridge, and frame love. Listeners, tourism destination Serambang Park has been completed with various facilities such as a large parking area, restaurants, bathrooms, gazebos, and places of worship. For those who want to travel here, it's better to bring an umbrella or raincoat. This is important because it often rains in December and January. Moreover, this destination is in the mountain, which is a catchment area for keeping rain drops. For those who want to stay overnight, you can stay at various hotels that are available nearby at this tourism location, or you can also homestay. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition about Serambang Park. We will meet in another interesting topic for another edition. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Hanya Dirimu, sung by Siti Nurhaliza. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's miscellany, we will inform you about Gajah Mada University Kartini team wins champion of information and communication technology competition in South Korea. The delegation of Gajah Mada University students who joined the Kartini Gama team won the first prize of the 2018 UNESCO Unit Win ICT Competition and Leadership Advanced Workshop and International Competition. The competition was held on December 10 until 15, 2018 at Sokmyung Women's University, South Korea. The competition was attended by 39 people who were selected teams from Gajah Mada University, Life University, Royal University of Phnom Penh, National University of Laos, and Saopan Nophong University. Its team was asked to submit ideas about women's empowerment which could be applied at the government, school, family, individual, local, and international levels using information and communication techniques. Gajah Mada University team won the best award. They developed a technological innovation prototype called the HER, or Helper Bracelet for Migrant Workers. HER is a tool designed to help female workers who work in the domestic sector that are very vulnerable to violence and abuse. The development of this prototype was inspired by many cases of injustice that have befallen Indonesian migrant workers while they are working abroad. They hope that the ideas and designs of this tool can be further developed to improve women's empowerment in developing countries in harmony with the Sustainable Development Goals. Besides participating in the competition, all participants received training and guidance from experts in the field of information and communication, engineering, and leadership. There are also public lectures on women's leadership. Besides, all participants also received training on entrepreneurship. In addition, the participants also had the opportunity to visit the Amazon office in Korea. That was Miss Lenny for today with the topic Gajah Mada University Kartini team wins champion of information and communication technology competition in South Korea. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Bye-bye.
Diriku, ingin ku tahu arti hidupku. Hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku. Engkaulah nafasku. Dirimu, kaulah yang terindah di hidupku. Air matamu lemahkan hatiku yang ada untukmu. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Bersandar kepadaku, ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku. Rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu. Bahagiaku dengar canda tawamu, terangi hatiku. Inilah duniaku bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
Of Indonesia.
Ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui. Semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kini kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui. Semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika ku hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh, oh. Kini kita kembali seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa. Saat itu, namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga senyum saja,
kau sudah ada yang punya.
Begitu pun dengan diriku,
kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan. Begitu pun dengan diriku,
kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back in the segment Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a song entitled Karena Ku Sayang of musician from East Nusa Tenggara, Niar, featuring Dian Sorawea. Karena Ku Sayang is a romantic song. Its lyric tells about someone who is loyal to her lover and promises not to have an affair because she has fallen in love with him. The rhythm of the song is quite slow, but it does not decrease romantic impression in it. Although the song entitled Karena Ku Sayang uses Maumere language of Flores in Nusa Tenggara, a lot of Indonesian people reveal that it is not difficult to understand the meaning of the song. Until early 2019, the song has been played almost 90 million times on YouTube, belonging to Niar. Even a lot of people or celebrities sing the song. Well, here is Niar, featuring Dian Sorawea, with the song entitled Karena Ku Sayang.
Sesa cinta, satu sepinta, jangan terlalu mengekang rasa. Karena kau usah subilang, satrakan berpindah karena susayang. Jangan kau berulang, satrakan mendua, cukup jaga hati biar tambah cinta. Karena kau usah subilang, satrakan berpindah karena susayang.
Dan ini semua tentang hati, dari coba pikir kembali. Janji tak mungkin saya ingkari, karena alasan terkabari. Kasih kau begitu curiga, berubah kini kau berbeda. Ikat tak kuat atas nama cinta, satra suka kau paksa itu masalahnya. Biarkan cinta tumbuh sebisahnya, cinta dan rasa itu pelengkapnya. Kau hanya datang dan tinggalkan darah, saat tetap cinta walau tak bersuara. Biasa saat cinta coba kau pahami, saat su bilang sayang jaga sab hati. Ramen dua saat berhenti mencari, cukup kau dalam mimpi kini dan nanti.
Biasa saat cinta, satu saat pinta, jangan terlalu mengekang rasa. Karena kau usah subilang, satrakan berpindah karena susayang. Jangan kau berulang, satrakan mendua, cukup jaga hati biar tambah cinta. Karena kau usah subilang, satrakan berpindah karena susayang.
Bilang pada saat kalau rindu, pasti saat ada jangan ragu. tetapi bukannya begitu. Kau malah marah sampai lupa waktu. Gak balas apa pesan, jujur sesayang kau membingungkan. Saya cuma butuh sedikit sandaran, kau pikir semua itu cuma jalan. Saya dekati selingkuhan dan coba renungkan kembali. Seperasa tumbuh dan termati, kau masih jadi kekasih. Jadi jangan takut saya ke lain hati. Biasa saya cinta satu saya pinta, jaga hati biar saya makin cinta. Percaya rasa jangan dengar cerita, pegang saya janji saya tak coba
biasa
berpindah.
Biasa saya cinta satu saya pinta, jangan terlalu mengekang rasa. Karena kau sah subilang saya terakan berpindah karena susah ya. Jangan kau berulah saya terakan mendua. Cukup jaga hati biar tambah cinta. Karena kau sah subilang saya terakan berpindah karena susah ya. Biar susah cinta satu saya pinta. Jangan terlalu mengekang rasa. Karena kau sah subilang saya terakan berpindah karena susah ya. Jangan kau berulah saya terakan mendua. Cukup jaga hati biar tambah cinta. Karena kau sah subilang saya terakan berpindah karena susah ya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sesuai